The pandemic has hit nonprofits and museums hard due to travel and social distancing restrictions. The War Woman cabin on the property of the Foxfire Museum and Heritage Center is decorated for Christmas. It was built in the late 1880s, but is now styled as a 1940s Appalachian cabin, with a wood stove and a vintage radio that clicks on when you enter the room.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
The cabin is part of the museum's 8-acre property near Black Rock Mountain State Park in North Georgia, less than 7 miles across the North Carolina line. Historic buildings from homesteads to a blacksmith workshop were put in place to celebrate Appalachian culture and serve as a center for the oral history work that the nonprofit does. Like everything else, the business has been impacted by COVID-19.
We had to close our doors in March as the state went in a shelter in place, and we all started to try to figure out how to get through this.
That's Cammie Ahrens. She's the assistant curator at Foxfire. The museum has been able to reopen safely in part because the exhibits are outside. Visitors socially distance and are asked to wear masks.
We're very fortunate because we are an outdoor museum. And also, our visitation isn't as high as other museums or cultural institutions, which is both a blessing and a curse.
Because of the pandemic, Ahrens has been working to build up the museum's online presence through videos and virtual events, such as a Christmas baking challenge.
The greatest thing about sharing any piece of information from the Foxfire archives, but especially recipes, is the memories that people share. So people will see, you know, something like the stack cake and talk about how that was what they had every year for their birthday.
Foxfire publishes books of interviews culled from its oral history mission that explain skills like canning, building, and other mountain heritage crafts.
Sharon, would you mind if Lily came in and
washed you for a bit? No, that's fine.
Sharon Greist is a resident artist at Foxfire. She weaves on a loom and makes handspun yarn with natural dyes. That's the sound of Greist weaving a traditional herringbone pattern.
I have the studio space to work, and then I'm here to talk with the visitors and show the school children. I keep this little loom set up over here that the children can work on.
Ahrens says that the museum has seen a jump in visitors since the fall, partially due to the increase in camping at the nearby state park. Micah Hetrick, the resident blacksmith at Foxfire, has been happy to see visitors on the property. He makes Christmas presents at his forge by heating the metal and then pounding it on an antique steel anvil.
So now we've got it heated up. So what I'm going to be doing is using a chisel, and I'm actually splitting it into three pieces so I can make the tines of what's going to be a little gardening rake.
Hetrick, who's 22, says that he got interested in blacksmithing after watching a YouTube video as a kid.
So I think there's going to be a big push, especially towards more of a simpler living styles, I think are really going to start coming up. A lot of self-sufficiency, I think, is going to really be popular once all of this is over. When they come out, they'll be able to see what people used to do.
Since the start of the pandemic, sales of Foxfire books have increased dramatically. The museum chalks it up to increased interest in self-sufficiency and support from an isolated community. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.